Surah Al-Araf, verse 142-147.
When the children of Israel felt relieved after their tribulation and they settled down, they requested Musa alayhi salam for a sharia to practice upon. Musa alayhi salam made the request to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the details are related here. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Wa'adna Musa 30 layla. We appointed 30 nights for Musa alayhi salam, that he should observe i'tikaf on Mount Tur, whereafter he would be granted a book and a sharia. And after granting the Torah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ. We completed them with 10 more nights for worship. After 30 nights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added 10 more nights. فَتَمَّ مِيقَاتُ رَبِّهِ 40 لَيْلَةً. Thus was completed the appointed term of his Lord, 40 nights. 40 لَيْلَةً. He spent 40 nights and days on Mount Tur. وَقَالَ مُوسَى لِأَخِيهِ. And as he was leaving for Mount Tur, Musa alayhi salam said to his brother Harun, أُخْلُفْنِي فِي قَوْمِي. Take my place among my people. وَأَصْلِحْ. Commit to their reformation. وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. And do not follow the way of those who spread corruption. Ayah 143. وَلَمَّا جَاءَ مُوسَى لِمِيقَاتِنَا. And when Musa alayhi salam came to Mount Tur at our appointed meeting time, وَكَلَّمَهُ رَبُّ. And his Lord spoke to him. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke to Musa. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Musa alayhi salam directly. So when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke to him, then he was overwhelmed with joy and overcome with the desire to see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So he said, قَالَ رَبِّ أَرِنِي أَنْظُرْ إِلَيْكِ. He said, O my Lord, show yourself to me, arini, anzur ilayk, so that I may look at you. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala replied, qala lan tarani, you shall never be able to see me whilst you are in this world. Obviously, in the akhirah you will see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but whilst you are in this world, you will never be able to see me, as your sight does not have the capacity to behold me. Walakin inzur ilal jabal. But for consolation, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, Undur ila al-jabal, keep your sight at the mountain, as I will unveil a glimpse of my majestic being. فَإِنْ إِسْتَقَرَّ مَكَانَهُ. If it remains firmly in its place, فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي. Then only you would see me. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّ رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ. And when his Lord manifested a glimpse of his glory to the mountain, جَعَلَهُ دَكَّ. He made it crumble to dust. وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا. And Musa alayhi salam fell down unconscious. فَلَمَّا أَفَاقَ. Then when he recovered, he said, سُبْحَانَكْ. Glory be to you, O Allah. These eyes cannot behold you. You are above being seen with these eyes. تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ. I turn to you with repentance for making the request to see you. وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And I am the first to believe that you said, لَن تَرَانِي, you will never be able to see me. I am the first to believe that now, that you cannot be seen in this dunya. قَالَ يَا مُوسَى. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, O Musa, إِنِّي اصْطَفَيْتُكَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. I have already chosen you over all of mankind. بِرِسَالَاتِي, for being my messenger, for carrying my message. وَبِكَلَامِي, and for conversing with me. I have given you such privilege. فَخُذْ مَا آتَيْتُكَ. So hold fast unto what I have given to you. وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ, and be among the grateful ones. Ayah 145, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَكَتَبْنَا لَهُ فِي الْأَلْوَاحِ. And we wrote for him upon the tablets, which is the Torah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, مَوْعِظَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَوْعِظَ. An admonition of all kinds. وَتَفْصِيلًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And an elaboration of all necessary matters. And when it was given to him, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, فَخُذْهَا بِقُوَّةٍ. Take it, being determined to practice upon it. خُذْهَا بِقُوَّةٍ. Take the book of Allah, being determined to practice upon it. وَأْمُرْ قَوْمَكَ يَأْخُذُوا بِأَحْسَنِهَا. And command your people to hold on to its best teachings and all its contents with the best of teachings. سَأُرِيكُمْ دَارَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Soon I will show the Bani Israel the abode of the wicked ones, Dar al-Fasiqin. So the abode refers to the people of Fir'aun, Egypt, or it refers to the Amalekite nation, which was Sham. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was giving them glad tidings that they would inherit either the land of Egypt or the land of Sham. The purpose of this glad tidings was to motivate them to adhere to the teachings of the Torah. Because if they followed the Torah, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would open the blessings upon them and they would inherit the land of Egypt entirely or the land of Sham. After giving motivation to adhere to his commandments, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala cautions against opposing his commandments. So he says, سَأَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِي الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. I will turn away from my ayat, from my commandments, from my ayat, all those who behave arrogantly in the land and who reject his ayat, بِغَيْرِ حَقِّ, having no right to behave proudly and arrogantly. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, those who behave proudly towards it, I will turn them away from it. And as a result of that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَإِن يَرَوْ كُلَّ آيَةٍ. As a result of that, even if they were to see every sign, لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا, they would not believe in them, because their hearts will become hard. وَإِن يَرَوْ سَبِيلَ الرُّشْدِ. And when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala turns people away, if they were to see the path of righteousness, لَا يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا, they would not tread upon it. وَإِنْ يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ الْغَيِّ. But if they were to see the path of error, يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا, they would adopt it as the path to follow. That turning them away is why? بِأَنَّهُمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, because they rejected our signs, our ayat, with arrogance. وَكَانُوا عَنْهَا غَافِلِينَ, and because they were heedless to it, failing to reflect on them. So this is what happens to them in this dunya. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala turns them away from guidance. As for the year after, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, those who have rejected our ayat. وَلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ, in the meeting of the year after, which is fundamental, a message of the Qur'an and the books of the past, meeting of the year after and the life of the year after, what will happen to them? حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ, their deeds which they hope to benefit from will come to nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reject their deeds, and their abode will then be hell. هَلْ يُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. They shall only be requited according to what they have done, and this is the outcome of the kufr.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. وَوَاعَدْنَا مُوسَى 30 ليلة وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ فَتَمَّ مِيقَاتُ رَبِّهِ 40 ليلة. وَقَالَ مُوسَى لِأَخِيهِ هَارُونَ اخْلُفْنِي فِي قَوْمِي وَأَصْلِحْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. ولما جاء موسى لميقاتنا وكلمه ربه قال رب أرني أنظر إليك. قال لن تراني ولكن انظر إلى الجبل فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني. فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا وخر موسى صعقا. فلما أفاق قال سبحانك تبت إليك وأنا أول المؤمنين. قال يا موسى إني اصطفيتك على الناس برسالاتي وبكلامي فخذ ما آتيتك وكن من الشاكرين. وكتبنا له في الألواح من كل شيء موعظة وتفصيلا لكل شيء فخذها بقوة وأمر قومك يأخذوا بأحسنها سأريكم دار الفاسقين. سأصرف عن آياتي الذين يتكبرون في الأرض بغير الحق وإن يروا كل آية لا يؤمنوا بها وإن يروا سبيل الرشد لا يتخذوه سبيلا وإن يروا سبيل الغي يتخذوه سبيلا ذلك بأنهم كذبوا بآياتنا وكانوا عنها غافلين والذين كذبوا بآياتنا ولقاء الآخرة حبطت أعمالهم هل يجزون إلا ما كانوا يعملون صدق الله العظيم.